The next patient is Herman McConiel. The last name is McConiel. First name, Herman. Herman. 85-year-old, one male that was involved in a motor vehicle accident and had a subdural hematoma that had to be intervened in 4 years. We were following this patient before because of CKD3B. The baseline creatinine was 1.49. After the patient has a relapse of the intracranial bleed, and he was stabilized. For some reason, they had to give antibiotic therapy, including the administration of the cefepime 1 gram every 8 hours. Period. The patient went to emergency room and had the laboratory test done, and to his surprise, there was evidence of the creatinine that was above 5 and a BUN that was in the 60s. They wanted to put him on dialysis, but he decided to come to the office for follow-up. Since the patient was asymptomatic, there was no evidence of metabolic acidosis or evidence of hyperkalemia, we decided to observe the patient. He had a laboratory workup that was repeated December the 9th of 2022 that was done in Advanced Health Lake Placid. Hemoglobin is 10.9, the hematocrit is 32.7. The serum creatinine, it's 5.9, the BUN is 63, sodium 134, potassium 4.7, chloride is 95, and CO2 is 23.9. The liver function tests were with the normal limits. The albumin was 2.99. The patient says that he just started to eat. In summary, there is no evidence of recovery of the kidney function. The patient remains asymptomatic, and we continue our observation. The period he will be given an appointment to see us in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Suddenly, the patient went back to smoking, despite our recommendation. Number three, coronary artery disease that has been asymptomatic. Number four, peripheral vascular disease with claudication, most likely related to nicotine abuse. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.